Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is going to kick off with a small deficit this morning, I suppose, when you compare it to the improvement that we saw yesterday with the market up by a shade over 1%. The ASX 200 is going to be down by a little over 1/3 of 1% when we kick off today. One thing that's worth pointing out in terms of yesterday's performance was that we've seen only a couple of other occasions this year where the ASX 200 has managed to improve by more than 1%. So it just highlights the extent to which it has been quite difficult to cobble together any sort of meaningful improvements in terms of gains. But nonetheless, in terms of why we're kicking off a little bit lower last night, it's because US and European markets really were quite underwhelming last night. There wasn't anything that was particularly illuminating in the performance of markets on both sides of the Atlantic. Where US shares were concerned last night, what stood out in particular was that tech stocks tended to underperform, and that's not surprising given the fact that we've seen US bond yields move a little bit higher in the last day, and we continue to see an outperformance where your industrial and energy stocks were concerned. And most of that turns around the fact that energy prices were able to conserve that more than 5% gain that we saw for oil prices in the last day. But one of the key factors continues to be the performance of bank shares. So last night we had the vice chairman of bank supervision at the US Federal Reserve testify in front of the Senate. And he admitted that there had been a very weak job done in terms of bank supervision that led to this latest chapter of bank failures in the US. And that is precisely why we saw that, I suppose, weakness in bank stocks. The KBW bank index was down by around 0.2%. But again, it's held on to the recovery that we saw in the previous session. So that is worth noting. Industrial stocks, as I said, were the outperformers. Boeing did quite well yesterday, up by more than 2%. And energy, in the energy space, Chevron was an example of the outperformance of energy stocks, up by about 1%. But the large marquee tech names were the underperformers that weighed on the NASDAQ, which saw that index fall by about 0.5%. So elsewhere, as far as US stock movers are concerned, worth pointing out Alibaba shares are up by about 14% on news that the organization is going to split into six different divisions. We also saw Walgreens. They are the pharmacy type operator in the US and the UK. They had some better earnings numbers. The stock was up by about 2%. As far as the European experience is concerned, worth pointing out the performance of Deutsche Bank shares. So bank stocks again were higher as a group in Europe. The Stock 600 banking index up by about 0.7%. Commerzbank was up 1.5%, but Deutsche Bank shares were down by 1.3%. So it's come to light that that weakness that we saw in Deutsche Bank shares at the end of last week was promoted by news of a relatively small transaction where the sale of credit default swaps were concerned. A small parcel went through. That really sent some jitters through the market. It was the genesis of the volatility that we've seen in recent days. So at the end of last week, Deutsche Bank shares had fallen by as much as 16%. They've recovered by about 8% in the last couple of days. What it highlights is how skittish these markets are when it comes to whatever is negative news where bank stocks are concerned on either side of the Atlantic. The FTSE was up by around 0.2%, French market up 0.1%, the German DAX up 0.1%. The Stock 600 index was just in negative territory. As I said, oil prices have held on to the gains of the last couple of days. Look to see whether or not mining and energy stocks can emulate yesterday's gains. Today, a big day as far as economic news is concerned. We've got the monthly inflation numbers, which will play a big part as to what the RBA will do next week as far as its decision on interest rates. So finally, where currencies are concerned, we saw the US dollar give up a little bit of ground last night, and that actually saw the Aussie dollar gain quite a bit of ground. It's up by about 0.25% against the greenback, trading at around that 67 US cent mark. Have a great day. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.